Hare Krishna. Distraction is an invitation for temptation and degradation. Usually, we may sometimes recognize that we are caught by wrong desires, but we may not realize how we get caught, and sometimes we are just dragged down by the force of those desires and we succumb without even realizing what happened. So suppose we are going on a road. While going on the road, there is a slope on the off side of the road. Now, if we let the car go a little bit off the center of the road, if we are focused on going along the road, the slope on the side may not make much difference. But if we let the car go off the road towards the slide of the road, and the car goes a little, and if you are not attentive, that distraction and letting the car go off track means the track will just slide, car will just slide off and go down the slope, and then there can be an accident. Similarly, when we are practicing bhakti, if there is concentration, if there is focus, if there is purposefulness in executing our spiritual responsibilities or our material responsibilities done in a mood of devotional service, then that is like staying on the straight road ahead. But instead of being on the road ahead, if we let ourselves be distracted, if we look here, if we look there, and we keep exploring whether there might be some titillating pleasure available somewhere, then that distraction becomes an invitation for temptation. Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita in 2.67 when he says, Indriyanam hi charatam yanmano anvidhiyate tadasya harati pragyam vayurnavamivambhasi. So he says, Indriyanam hi charatam, that senses are wandering, and yanmano anvidhiyate, so that we cannot move around in this world with closed eyes. But while the eyes are moving, eyes will roam around here and there. We don't have to focus our mind on them, whatever the eyes are seeing. Once we start focusing on them, that means instead of concentrating on our purpose, we start getting distracted towards quick pleasures. And then what happened? Tadasya harati pragyam. Then that connection of the senses and the mind seizes away our intelligence and drags us away. And the example is given is, Vayurnavamivambhasi, just as a wind sweeps away a boat on the river. So therefore, we need to focus on what we are doing and why we are doing. And researchers have found that if people are, say, eating food, and if they are distracted about what they are eating, then often if they have to choose between the healthy food and unhealthy food, they choose the unhealthy food. So they may choose a candy instead of, say a more healthy snack like a fruit, which may actually be equally sweet and delicious as that candy. But when there is not proper awareness, when there is not concentration, when there is distraction, then we set ourselves open for temptation. And from that temptation, if even after that also there is no alertness, if there is no redirection of our consciousness, then just as a car which has got on to a slopey side of the road, if it is not pulled back in time, then it just goes entirely off the slope. Similarly, distraction means that we start going off the track. And then when there is temptation, if there is no redirection, then there is degradation. So rather than complaining that there are so many temptations, or rather than complaining that there is a slope of the road, what the driver needs to focus on is keep moving straight along the road. If the driver keeps moving along the road, the driver will soon reach the destination. And similarly, if we become more and more conscious of what we are doing, then the temptations that sneak into our consciousness below our conscious awareness, they will not be able to sneak in, and they will not be able to exploit the weakness created by a distraction, and thus we'll be able to move forward steadily and successfully in our spiritual life. Thank you. Hare Krishna.